USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to attach a coronavirus relief deal to an omnibus bill that would fund the government for another week. A bipartisan group is still finalizing their $908 billion stimulus proposal, dubbing themselves the 908 Coalition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says something has to be done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
I think we have to work even harder and get to the table with some fresh thinking and some new ideas, because bluntly, I don't understand how any of us can go home for the holidays and look our constituents in the face or the mask, because so many are suffering.
Coon speaking there on MSNBC. United Kingdom health authorities began rolling out the first doses of the widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads, as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
Cotton speaking there on Fox and Friends. COVID-19 shutdowns have caused 110,000 restaurants, or one in six, to close down across the country. The National Restaurant Association says 37% of the remaining restaurants will be forced to close in the next 6 months if more help doesn't come their way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly 12 million renters owe an average of $5,800 in back rent and utilities by January. That's according to a new report from Moody's Analytics. But the financial pinch could get worse for those renters as the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. On top of this, many governors and mayors across the country have shut down major sectors of the economy, leaving millions unemployed. Due to COVID, this year's act of devotion to Mary will happen in private.
Out of an abundance of caution for this year's celebration of the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis will be entrusting the city of Rome and its inhabitants, as well as the many sick people throughout the world, to the maternal care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Since 1953, it's custom for the reigning pontiff to make the trip from the Vatican to Rome's Piazza di Spagna each year on December 8. The Solemnity celebrates the singular grace and privilege by which the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instant of her conception, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved from all stain of original sin. The dogma of the Immaculate Conception was believed by the Church from the very beginning, but was only formally defined in 1854. In 1857, the commemorative column was raised in Rome. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.